Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Thought for about a week, trying to help myself to be content with what God has done in my life and to make sure that I am what He wants me to be and happy with what He's brought in my life. And the thought that I'm going to give you today is, does anyone have enough? Let me ask you this. Do children say, I've got enough toys? Do coaches ever say, I have enough trophies? Do women ever say, I have enough clothes? Do companies ever say, we have enough sales? What about this? Do hunters ever say they have enough guns? No. I have a hunter in my life, and I asked him one time, how many guns do you need? And he said, I don't know, just one more. With that thought in mind, can I say this? Do you have enough? Are you thinking like that? Like, that's what I've been doing to myself all week long. Because sometimes I just think I need to remind myself of the goodness of God and realize that what He's given me is enough. You know what Paul was saying in 2 Corinthians 12:9? He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You know what he was saying there? God is enough. So that's what I've been quoting that verse to myself, saying, you know what? My grace is sufficient for thee. He said, God is enough. So, yes, He's enough for everything that I want, everything that I think I need, He's enough. I'm doing a Mother's Day sale right now of books for churches. It's a new book called She Hath Done What She Could. It's a really good book. The cover's outstanding, but I read over one of the chapters the other day, and I thought, wow, I'm so glad we put this book together. It's a great Bible study tool. But we've sold about half of what I needed to sell. And I was thinking, Lord, please help us sell the rest of these books. I don't want to have this much surplus in there. And then I thought, you know what? What if God didn't want me to sell anymore? Would that be all right? And I thought, yep, I got to let this be enough. You know, I got to think, whatever however many sales he makes of these books, it's got to be enough. And that's in everything in life. That's what we're supposed to think. It's enough. You know, Paul in 1 Corinthians 12, in verse 7, he said he besought the Lord thrice, three times, that this thing, whatever it was, could depart from him. But he wanted God to give him more in the way of taking away this ailment. But then, two verses down, he said, wait a minute, my grace is sufficient for me. It's enough. And I love it that it's enough. And can I ask you, is it enough for you? Do you have enough clothes? Do you have enough food? Do you have enough opportunities to go out to eat if that's something that you desire? Do you have a nice enough car? Is it enough? Is what God has provided, is what God has done for you, is it enough? I think all of us are supposed to realize that just having God in our life should be enough. Boy, this has been permeating my thoughts for the last week. It's been reminding me. It's been keeping me with a good spirit. And I hope today, this reminder, you'll walk around saying, is he enough? And of course, the only answer is a big, resounding yes, he is enough for all of us. His grace is very sufficient for us. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.